Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and this time around on Motown Memories, we're featuring songs that have a male or female reference in the title of the song. You'll be hearing songs that have either boy, guy, girl, woman, man, or lady in the title. This half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, The Temptations, Gladys Knight and the Pips, The Jackson 5, The Four Tops, Mary Wells, The Commodores, and Marvin Gaye. All coming up in this edition, this half hour on Motown Memories.
it so plain, you just don't care. You have a ball around the town. My sleepless nights are getting me down. Girl, 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 why you wanna make me blue? I'm asking you, girl, 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 why you wanna make me blue, baby?
You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
If I were your woman and you were my man, you'd have no other woman, you'd be weak as a lamb. If you had the strength to walk out that door, my love would overrule my sense, and I'd call you back for more. If I were your woman, if I were your woman, you were my man. She tears you down, darling, says you're nothing at all. But I'll pick you up, darling, when she lets you fall. You're like a diamond, but she treats you like glass. Yet you beg her to love you.
Motown Memory with Gladys Knight and the Pips, If I Were Your Woman, a number 9 song from 1970. Before that, Girl, You're Gonna Make Me Blue, The Temptations, number 26 song from 1964. And we started with Stevie Wonder, Hey Harmonica Man, number 29 from 1964. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. This entire hour, Motown Memories, we're featuring songs that have either the title of boy, girl, guy, woman, man, or lady in the title of the song. Well, coming up, the flip side of the number one Jackson 5 song, Love You Save. This was I Found That Girl. Well, pubescent rhythm and blues singers were by no means an unknown entity prior to the Jackson 5's phenomenal rise to stardom at Motown. Well, Frankie Lyman, the ill-fated lead singer of the Teenagers, had rocketed to the top way back in 1956 with his immortal song called Why Do Fools Fall in Love, before drugs and a fickle public snuffed the New Yorker's promising career. Well, closer to home, little Stevie Wonder earlier had lived up to his name from the moment his foot stepped inside Hitsville. Well, the Jackson 5 were founded by Bobby Taylor, a Bobby Taylor of the Vancouvers, and he took the Jackson 5 with him every time he performed in 1968 and 1969 to sharpen their performing skills. Well, their spellbinding act had been polished to a glistening sheen by Papa Joe Jackson and Little Michael, 11 years of age when the first song I Want You Back was released, was a Bond showman whose pint-sized flying feet could challenge the like of James Brown. These obvious attributes render it surprising that Michael and his precocious siblings were first put on hold by the label's power to be. Here is the flip side of the Love You Save, I Found That Girl, right here on Motown Memories.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com watch your step, 'cause you never know where the knife will go, and they ain't missed yet.
The spoon survived, they stay alive.
Wells with Laughing Boy, that reached number 15 from 1963. Before that, the Four Tops with a song called Are You Man Enough? That was from the movie called Shaft in America, starring Richard Roundtree, and that reached number 15 from 1973. And we started with the flip side of The Love You Save. The first song we heard this segment was called I Found That Girl from the Jackson 5. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And we continue to feature songs this entire hour with a male or female reference in the title. So songs that have in the title boy, girl, guy, woman, man, or lady. Well, coming up, Three Times the Lady, the Commodores' first number one song from 1978. Well, the Commodores were paired up with the Jackson 5 for promotional tours across the country in the United States. Well, the combination of the Jackson 5 and the Commodores worked really well, culminating in a 1973 show at the Hollywood Bowl, which was just a few blocks from Motown headquarters in Los Angeles in 1973. Although Berry Gordy didn't attend, his children did, and they told their father he ought to sign the Commodores. Well, he did, but 2 years passed before the Commodores made their first recording for Motown, and they had a great string of hits in the 1970s and 1980s. Well, here is the first number one, Three Times a Lady, right here on Motown Memories.
Thanks for the times that you've given me. The memories are all in my mind. And now that we've come to the end of our rainbow, there's something I must say out loud. You once, twice, three times a lady. I love you. Yes, you once, twice, three times a lady. The moments I cherish with every beat of my heart. To touch you, to hold you, to feel you, to need you. There's nothing to keep us apart.
Tom Fallon plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Thank you. satisfy me, babe.
Trouble Man with Marvin Gaye, number 7 from 72, and we started with that first number 1 from the Commodores, Three Times a Lady, number 1 from 1978. You've found the home of Motown memories, and this is Tom Fallon. This entire half hour, we've featured songs that have a male or female reference in the title. We'll continue that trend during the next half hour, so keep it right here on Motown Memories. The Temptations with Hey Girl, I Like Your Style, number 35 from 1973. Before that, the year before, had Trouble Man with Marvin Gaye, number 7 from 72. And we started with that first number 1 from the Commodores, Three Times a Lady, number 1 from 1978. You've found the home of Motown memories, and this is Tom Fallon. And this entire half hour, we've featured songs that have a male or female reference in the title. We'll continue that trend during the next half hour, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.